Amid chapter 5, Mishnah 6 here, Gia Bein Ha'ulam LeMizbeach, when they came between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, the building with the Holy and the Holy of Holies, and the altar, so when they came into that space over there, these two Kohanim, who were going to do the incense procedure, Natal Echad Es HaMagreifa, they would take something called a Magreifa, Bezorka Bein Ha'ulam LeMizbeach, and they would throw it on the floor between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Ein Adam Shema Kol Chaver B'Yerushalayim Mikol HaMagreifa. No one could hear each other's voice in Yerushalayim over the sound of the Magreifa. It made a very, very loud sound. And it was used for three things. The reason they threw this thing onto the floor was three reasons. The other Kohanim who heard the sound knew that the two Kohanim were going in to offer up the incense, and after the incense was offered, they would prostrate themselves, and any other Kohen who wanted to prostrate themselves could join them. They could also go in. So when they heard this thing being thrown on the ground, they used to come. They used to come so that they could also join and prostrate themselves inside. Uben Levi Shoshoma is called the Levim who heard the sound. Yodei she'echav Levim nichnasim ledaber b'shir. They knew that the Levim were now coming in to sing the song. And they could all come and join their brethren the Levim. And finally, Varosh Hamamid Hayamamid, the head of the group that were the group of Kohanim that were working that day. They would go and they would stand the Kohanim who were Tameh at the eastern gate. They would take them and they would stand them at the eastern gate. And why? So says the Kati, two reasons. One, he would specifically try and embarrass them for failing to maintain their ritual purity on the day. So it was a sign of embarrassment for them. And two, to demonstrate that their absence from the service was legitimate. That's the reason why they stood the Kohanim at the eastern gate.